Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I just have a question. I'm reading the eligibility requirements off of the information that y'all have on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And it differs from what we're being told at the locations that are giving the vaccinations. It appears that people who have underlying health conditions are already eligible. They're in that group that's going through now, but it doesn't seem like anyone is acknowledging that. Can you kind of help me understand?
And can you repeat that number? I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yeah. If you have an underlying medical condition, can you go ahead and get a vaccine now in this 1C group?
Yeah, now.
Your information.
Yeah, everyone can. What is your county you are located in? I can see if there's any locally.
Mobile.
There is the Main Street Family Care, 6280 Grill Lot Road, 36609. And are you ready to write the telephone number?
I've got the telephone number. I know everywhere in Mobile you can get the vaccine. I just have not been told that if you have an underlying condition, that they will vaccinate you.
Yeah, you can. Everyone is eligible. It would be best to call first.
Okay. So now we're not 65 or older.
Now everyone is eligible to receive it now. So it might depends on where you go. Did you try Women's Health North Bayou Street?
No, I haven't tried there. I've tried the hospitals. I've tried the other clinics. I mean, you have to go online, and it says that you're not eligible. I am talking to Alabama Public Health, right?
Yeah, that's right. You called the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. So you're saying we're in 1C, and based on the governor and the Department of Health, that we are eligible to go ahead and get vaccination.
Yeah, everyone was eligible to pre-register and get it now.
Okay. And is that on your website or anywhere that, you know, if we're having problems getting them to accept it?
Now, if you need more information, you may visit adph.org. or cdc.gov.
Okay. I mean, I'm sitting in front of adph.org right now looking at it, and I don't see anything other than your vaccination allocation plan.
Well, I'm not sure where to find that. You will have to go through that information. It's adph.org or cdc.gov also.
Okay. So, I don't mean to keep questioning you, but if I'm going to go there and they tell me that I can't get it because they don't believe you, how do I get them to verify that? That's what I'm looking for.
I'm sorry. Well, you said what do they do to verify?
If I go to the hospital tomorrow and get an appointment for my vaccination, and I get there and they say, you're not 65 yet, we can't give you a vaccination.
Okay.
And I say, oh, but I talked to Alabama Public Health yesterday and they told me I was eligible. How can I get them to verify that and give me the vaccination?
I'm not sure how I can get them to verify that for you. You probably will have to try another place if they are not accepting you. And
okay,
we do have
so
other locations. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they don't have to accept me, is that correct?
Now, yeah, if they are saying that they are not accepting you, it might be best to try another place as well.
Okay. So by law, they don't have to give a vaccination to anybody except for who they choose to give it to.
No, everyone is eligible to be pre-registered for the vaccine at this time. So if you are having issues, it might be best to try to go to another place or try to report that place.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give it a try then. Thank you very much.
All right. And you're welcome. And was there anything else?
That's all.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. You're welcome as well.